3, 2, 1.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble waking up.
Thank God it's Friday.
Is it Friday already?
You want to know an ideal Friday in my world?
Moronic commentary and stupid sound effects.
This is my kind of show.
They got great banter.
Yeah!
It's Friday, Funky.
Thank God it's Friday.
Hold on a second, you guys are the best.
Well then, what are we waiting for?
You have to say it!
Say what?
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
I don't know. I think we need to change that. It's Friday Showtime. See how much better that sounds? Friday Showtime? All right. Let's go to the poll question. 991FMTalk.com or 923FMTalk.com. Should members of the military be able to leave the service immediately and honorably if required to take any type of experimental medication or vaccination against their will? And then, of course, somebody reminded me that not only Agent Orange and all this other garbage, LSD. Remember? LSD was tested on our soldiers. And that could actually make sense for, you know, some of the generals and admirals and all the higher ups that we have in the military nowadays. Sorry, that's horrible. But let's see. Regarding anti-aging, I had a dream that there was an animated memorial bust for Nancy Pelosi. And it talked 24/7. It was a nightmare. Yeah, I think they've already been testing these drugs. Just so you know. But that's what they're doing. They're actually testing anti-aging pills on our military. That's just not acceptable to me. I mean, the goal is to improve human performance because the anti-aging pill could slow neurodegeneration. If you want to do a test of this, that's all fine, well and good. But do it as a volunteer. You know, have people sign up. I'm sure that there are plenty of vain Hollywood types out there, snowflakes, that are going to say, hey, test it on us. I don't want to age. So there you go. I'd love to know your thoughts on that. Because if this is what they're going to continue to do to our military, then, I mean, that's not what people signed up for. People signed up to protect this country, to protect the Constitution, our way of life, not to be guinea pigs. So, just a thought. Yesterday's poll question, real quick as we wrap this up, because I have a very special guest waiting on the line. And that is, should any federal employee found trespassing to encourage residents to get an experimental shot be arrested? 87% of those participating in the poll said yes. 13% said no. I'm sure they're thinking that they're just doing their job. Mentioned this to you a while ago. Just thought I would throw it out there again. There was a COVID vaccine before there was COVID. Just a little something for you to think about. Let's go to the phone lines because I have been jonesing to talk with this person about an atrocity that is going on in our justice system. You always hear people talking about, the injustices in the federal government and, you know, this, oh, sorry, hit my microphone. This, I'm waving my arms. I'm speaking Italian. you know, drug offenses, and, you know, this person's in jail for an inordinate amount of time. And it's just, there is nothing fair about our justice system. You know, you just had a girl that carjacked a vehicle. The vehicle's owner happened to be a Uber driver. Tried to yank her out of the car and get his car back. And she took off with him clinging to that vehicle for dear life. Well, he doesn't have a life anymore because she slammed him into different things to get him from hanging off of the vehicle. She was a criminal. Oh, we were just joy. We wanted to go for a joyride. No, you're a thief. And you were stealing somebody else's car. She got 3 years. A man was protecting his family and himself. And he got life. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. No parole. For killing a gangbanger who was actually holding the gun. Just was able to turn the gun on him. It's an incredible story. And joining us right now is Diane Ryan Esquire. Diane, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Monica. It's a pleasure to be on your show this morning.
So would you please take us back for, I mean, I've been trying to piece this together for people over the last week of the information that you sent me. Tell us who Jack Ryan, sorry about that. Tell us who Jack Getz is.
Jack Getz was a very respectable man. He was a top-notch PI, private investigator, per Parade magazine. He saved lives. He kept the innocent from prison. Prosecutors and police hated him. He was arrested and prosecuted on trumped-up charges of murder. Prosecutors and police framed him and kept exculpatory material evidence from the jury. Can it happen? Well, it did. He spent 25 years in prison. He's innocent, and we have the evidence to prove it.
How old is Jack?
Jack is 76 years old and in poor health. He took he took the first shot of the Moderna vaccine, and he almost died. They told him, do not take a second shot. It will kill you. And he has been sick, terribly, terribly sick with pains throughout his body, nausea. It's just been horrible. And he's had bypass surgery. If he doesn't get out of that prison, he's going to die there. And he is an innocent man.
I hear it in your voice, and I have already shed tears over this. But this is something that the prison system is doing. They're requiring the inmates to all be vaccinated and anybody who wants to visit them to be vaccinated.
Right. Well, you know, that's a whole other story there.
Yeah.
Right now, we are just trying so much to get Jack out of prison, and hopefully you and your show can help that come upon.
So what did Jack do?
Well, Jack knew that his daughter was dating a guy. The guy, he was a gang member. The guy had raped The gang had raped and beaten his daughter to the point where she's had 34 surgeries. He left his house to go to Walmart, and he didn't know that this gang president, Ray Wears, followed him, came up to a stop sign. He said, I need to talk to you. Well, who are you? I'm your daughter's girlfriend. I'm Ray. And so he followed him to this parking lot, and the gang was there waiting. They were following in another car. They took him out, put him on his knees, and stood there with a gun to his head and said, I'm going to kill you, your daughter, and all your family, because they didn't want him to tell anybody that him and the gang had raped and beaten this poor 15-year-old girl. So they struggled with the gun. The gun went off right past Ray, Jack's ear, and shot Ray in the head and killed him. Jack was devastated. He'd never, ever experienced anything like this in his life. He went to the police department to explain what happened and how he had accidentally killed a man in self-defense. And hence, 24 years later, he sits in prison for murder.
How is law enforcement involved in this? Because I know that this all took place in Las Vegas, and I know there's a lot of corruption in Clark County when it comes to either law enforcement or the judicial system.
Mm-hmm. 2 days after the incident, Jack went to the police station, they called his family and said, get out of the house immediately. They were worried about retribution from the gang. And 2 days later, they interviewed his daughter, and she told them the whole story of everything that the gang had done. So they knew way ahead of the trial what had taken place. But none of that that evidence, exculpatory material evidence, had never entered the judge or the court or the jury. It was all stifled.
Why do you think that is?
Well, that's another story for Jack to tell, but in a nutshell, the judge was bribed, and we believe that his public defender was threatened by the gang, and the DA was probably in with the judge. We're just speculating on that one. And so no information, no evidence was brought into court or given to the jury whatsoever. They did not even say that this Ray Wears was a member of a gang. They never mentioned a gang. They said he was an exemplary citizen, and he was a good guy and never did anything wrong, and that Jack murdered him.
Yeah, that's a story we keep hearing over and over and over from all of the different situations that we'll call it that we've had recently. You know, George Floyd was a great guy. Don't worry about the drugs and the criminal past. He was a great guy. So, you know, this just is really bothersome. Diane, I need to take a quick break here. I want you to stick around because we're going to talk about how great of a guy he was who maybe never touched a gun, but we have an affidavit here right now signed under the threat of perjury that says otherwise. We're going to be right back with Diane Ryan, Esquire, for Jack Getz right after this on The Monica Jay Show.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I am so glad that you are with me today. This is the interview that I have been waiting for, and you're not going to believe this. There is a man in Carson City in the Nevada State Prison who should not be there. There are a lot of people in prison who need to be in prison, but not someone like Jack Getz. And I'm so glad that Diane Ryan is joining me right now. Diane Ryan, Esquire. Diane, we were talking about Ray Wears when we wrapped up the last segment. And again, this is a podcast show, so if people would like to hear the podcast, if they missed any part of the interview, please go on to 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com as well, and just click on the podcast for today's second hour. Diane, was Ray Wears a law-abiding citizen?
Absolutely not. He was a president of a gang that was called it was part of the Crips. It was actually part of the Crips.
The Rolling Sixties.
And yes, Yes, the Rolling 60s. He was a meth. They were meth dealers, marijuana dealers. They bought and sold guns. They were just a very, very bad element.
And this is in Las Vegas.
Yes, also known for rapes and beatings. They were big on that, too. And unfortunately, Jack's daughter became one of their victims.
Yeah. Jack tried to save his family by just getting them out, too. And that even turned wrong.
Well, yes, they spent weeks living in and out of hotels, motels, afraid for their lives because the gang said they were going to kill them to keep them quiet. They didn't want anyone to know what the club had done in gang raping Jack's daughter. He kept quiet in the court. His own public defender said, "Don't say anything bad about Jack Wares or his gang because they'll kill you and your family." So to protect his family, Jack went to prison because he didn't say what happened.
Well, and for someone to be given a life sentence with no possibility of parole, they really didn't do their research. Explain who Byron Anglo is.
Byron Anglo was... Was that the one I sent you about the fellow that actually sold a gun?
Yeah. Sold Ray the gun.
Yes. They said Ray had never owned a gun. And yet this fellow gave a statement saying that he had sold Ray a .38 snub pistol.
I declare under penalty of perjury that this statement is true and correct. He had no idea what Ray wanted the gun for, but after the purchase, the three of us, Ray, Tone, and himself, hung out and did some drugs, crystal meth, and at some point afterwards, we did the drugs. Ray was a whole different person, acting as if he didn't care of his actions or anyone.
Absolutely.
And yet the jury never heard any of this.
And this was received in the courts. The court had all of this information. The DA, the PD, they all had all of this evidence, and they never, ever disclosed it to the court or the jury.
Were they familiar with Jack? Was this to take Jack down, a law-abiding citizen, or was this to not upset the gangbangers?
No. There was nothing personal. Well, the people that bribed the judge had a personal reason to put Jack in jail for life. But no, the gang was threatening everybody. I mean, to kill everybody. Do not talk about this. And there's gang power. It's gang power.
It just goes to show how infiltrated day-to-day life is by these gangs. I mean, we have MS-13 up here in northern Nevada. I'm sure that they're in Vegas, too, because that's a much bigger location for what they do. But, Diane, will you stick around with me just for a few minutes more? I've got to do another break here. But I need some clarification on what Auto Nation is. Is that something that we can go over?
I'm not really sure about that. I think I wanted to leave that for your discussion with Jack.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of touchy. Jack has been attacked in prison three times, beaten in prison to make sure that he keeps quiet. I'm not sure that I feel privileged to talk about that situation right now.
Okay, so we'll get that
Jack
from Jack.
May, when you talk with him, yes.
All right, well, stick around, though, because I want to ask you how we help. What do we do? Do we contact the parole board?
Oh, my
Yes. That's the biggest part of this interview. So stick around.
The FM, new news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. in Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today because we're talking about a man who, well, he needs help. He desperately needs our help. An innocent man is going to die in prison if we don't do something. If we keep sitting on our hands, then, I don't know, are we culpable? Today's poll question, please log on to 923fmtalk.com, 991fmtalk.com. Should the military, well, should members of the military be able to leave the service immediately and honorably if required to take any type of experimental medication, shot, vaccination against their will? Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, and we thank them for doing that. So let me give you a little something of a poll question we did earlier in the week. We did Monday. Should a man whose daughter was allegedly raped by a gangbanger and the gang, who threatened to kill his daughter and entire family if they said anything, be in prison after he struggled with said gangbanger who was pointing a gun at him and shot and killed the alleged rapist? 97% of those participating in the poll, triple-digit numbers, 97% said no. Thank you for participating in that one. That was very important to me. Joining us today on the show is Diane Ryan, who is Jack Getz's lawyer. Diane, just a personal note, how did you get involved with Jack's case?
Well, just to clarify my position, I am not an attorney. I am Jack's power of attorney in this case.
Power of attorney. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Power of attorney. Well, my fiance knew Jack Getz previously, and they got to talking, and when he heard all of Jack's story, we were the only people that were there to help him. He contacted so many people trying to get a hold of lawyers, somebody to help him. We have spent the last year and a half diligently trying to get this man out. The people that I have contacted, the letters I've sent, the voicemails, emails, and cannot get attention for this wonderful man who is imprisoned wrongly. It's a travesty of justice.
What are the responses that you get? Why are people ignoring Jack's case?
I really don't know. People don't return my calls. They don't return my emails. They say, interesting, we'll get back to you. Monica, you are the only person in a year and a half that has taken the time to listen to this story.
I think that's probably because I have a realistic outlook on what our justice system is here in Nevada and what our gang situation actually is. People don't realize the level of gang activity here because truly I believe it's kept low and under wraps so people don't worry.
Yes, absolutely. It is being stifled. These gangs are so powerful in their threats. They do murder people. They do. And so when you get a threat, I'm going to kill all your family unless you keep quiet in court, what is the poor man to do? He went to jail. He went to prison for almost 25 years to keep his family safe. So now what we're looking for is to try to get him a pardon. I have written to the pardons board twice with no reply. Jack has sent them information, no reply. If we could get people to write or call the Nevada Pardons Board, maybe it's the squeaky wheel that gets oiled and enough people say something. Maybe it'll draw Jack's case to the top of the pile. I don't know. Or we also need an attorney. I've tried to contact so many attorneys to no avail. to get this vacated. His public defender didn't file. That's a different thing. His case had actually been vacated in March of 2014, but his public defender failed to file the papers in time, and it was dropped. His health case was vacated. Honestly, he's got proof. Everything I'm telling you, Jack has written proof of everything. He has a file so thick. 3/28/2014, his case was vacated. It was gone, but his public defender did not file the papers.
Being I want the name of that public defender.
Or scared.
Because that scares me that this person may still be in the system.
I'm not really sure on that. If he's still alive, I'm not sure. Jack, make note. Jack could answer that for you, definitely.
All right. Well, we will have Jack on with us next week. And I hope people continue on with the story.
I'm so forward to it. This man is so excited that somebody's finally going to listen to him.
I'm going to listen to him. My listeners are going to listen to him. We're going to get it's going to be podcast, and we will find Jack the help that he needs. You know, unfortunately, with a Democrat governor, with things that are going on that I know in our justice system and our prison system here in Nevada, I have a feeling this is going to be a struggle. But we will shine the light on this atrocity.
Yeah. The beatings, the threats, the attempted murder, his daughter being kicked in the belly, causing an abortion before, during, and after trial. These things went on. He was attacked in jail 3 times prior to the trial, telling him to shut up, keep quiet. Even his public defender said, don't say anything about the gang or they will kill you and your family.
Well, you know what?
This is what's happened to this man.
With the shot that he's getting, or with the shot that he's been given, he's already on a limited time for this earth. So,
It's been 3 or 4 months. He's in agony every day from that shot, every day.
Let's just go full bore then. You know, I pray for his safety, and if there is anybody in the prison system of righteousness, of just, they will protect him. But you know what? We will get this out, and it's time to stop being silent. This isn't just for Jack. This isn't just for, this is for anybody who is being threatened, who is being intimidated. Stop, because that's how they win. When we stand together, they lose, because there are good people out there. Diane Ryan, thank you so much for bringing this to my attention, and we will follow through. So you and I'll have
you. God bless you for trying God to bless, help us.
God bless you for, you know, keeping up for this for so many years and trying to get the word out, because so many others could have just, you know, you like everybody else could have just said, Jack, you screwed up. You got to serve your time. Well,
never.
You know what? This was an unjust sentence for protecting his family. So, Diane Ryan, thank you so much. And I'll talk to you off air. You know, we'll talk by phone, and I need to get that specific number. I need to get Jack's, not his phone number, I need to get his ID number so we can get his interview.
I have that.
Okay.
Do you want me to email that or give it to you now?
Just email it to me so I can get my producers setting the interview for next week.
Okay, wonderful.
Diane, thank you for joining me. Yeah, this is going on in your own backyard. And you know what? Jack is probably not the only one. The threats, the intimidation, that's what weak people do to put fear into others, to make them weak, to scare them. It's like saying if you don't get a shot in your arm, you're killing grandma. If you don't get a shot, you're, you know, there goes your family. Or you're not going to be able to go out into public. People of all walks of life, ages, races, socioeconomic status, the power brokers, and, well, even the homeless. They use intimidation, emotions, fear to keep others controlled. Yeah, even the homeless. You know how many atrocities are committed in the homeless community? Rapes? Murders? Witnesses, if you say anything, I'm coming after you next. Robberies? Yeah. Where is our strength? Where is it? I know where mine comes from. More people need to draw on that. It's the Monica Jay Show.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Sorry about that. I got distracted. I'm sending a response to the chairman of the Carson City Republican Committee. I'd like to get him on to talk about the worst seven habits of highly unelectable people. I guess it's a blog that, or some things that Chuck Muth just put out. Love Chuck stuff. So part of the email, I know you said you want to run for Ben Kiekhefer's Senate seat. I hear that Lee Elliott is seriously considering not running as well, even though he announced. Lee is a dear friend of mine. And I swear that man goes through heart attacks like I go through M&Ms. And I just don't want to see anything happen to Lee. I also know your good friend Lisa Krasner is going to run for that Senate seat. I really think you should run for Lisa Krasner's assembly seat. She mentioned to me that you live in that district and that could work. I would want both of you in the Senate and assembly rather than the two of you fight for one seat. Would like to have a cup of coffee to hear what you're doing. Yeah, so my response is Lisa's a nice person, but I will work my tail off, my fingers to the bone, to keep Lisa Krasner, current assemblywoman, out of the Senate. She is not what this state deserves. She does not stand up for you. You know? I think one of the first questions I would ask Lisa in a debate is, why won't you visit any of the prisons, any of the correctional centers? Doesn't everybody deserve to be represented? Everybody deserve justice? For a woman who claims to be a constitutional lawyer or teach constitutional law, sorry, misspoke there, she didn't seem to be much into the Constitution when it came to our rights in the assembly and the legislature being shut down, and you kept out of it. So, Scott, yeah. No, I don't want to see Lisa Krasner anywhere in politics if she doesn't stand up for Nevadans. That's why I got distracted. have to send that email. This is what happens when legislators, people, law enforcement stay silent. Firefighters, every industry out there. When people know things and they stay silent. I love my friends at the RPD. But it really irks me off that every single time one of them says, yes, I'm going to come forward, I'm going to go on the air with you about this, it needs to be said, and then they turn around and say, I have to think about my retirement. I have to think about my future. Well, how's that future looking when so many people stay silent? Have you heard of the educator that quit his job because he was going to be forced to teach critical race theory? When asked on the Laura Ingraham show last night, which she appeared, do you think you were, you know, don't you think you could have just wrote it out, stayed quiet? Loved his answer. How is he going to live with himself later on when everything's and everybody else just stays silent? The silence of people in this country right now is deafening. It really is. People in prison for protecting their families. Law enforcement officers told to stand down during BLM riots. Don't watch the news. Go on to Andy Ngo's Twitter page if you get a chance. And see all the works that Antifa is still behind right now. Like smashing street preachers in the face with skateboards. Driving them out of their own legal protest. If you care about the law, if you care about what is happening to this country, I'm not lecturing you. I'm just asking you. Please don't stay silent. Because your silence affects everyone. They say the squeaky wheel gets oiled. Well, there's a lot of liberal squeaky wheels out there right now. And they're trying to distract you. They're trying to divide you. When this is the time that we come together. We have the strength in numbers. Don't let the fear permeate everything you do. I love you. Have a great weekend. Be strong. Regenerate yourself. Do whatever you have to do to rejuvenate. Have a beautiful weekend.